put the bunny back in the box.
To that I say, all right, all right, all right.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
My God.
I don't give out too many special treats, but this morning we have a very special treat.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
AM 770 KTTH. I would propose anyone who has to visit an ophthalmologist as an emergency by the end of today or tomorrow should, we should, the country needs a penalty box. And if you do it, if, because I'm just tired of being told, Al Roker just told me, weatherman Al Roker, which what makes him a astrophysicist as well. And the most puffed up guy is our fault. Bill Nye, the science guy, is an engineer. He's not a scientist. And maybe I'll make a montage of people saying, don't look at the sun. Now, the number one more important thing is you don't look at the sun. So if you're in totality's path, that's what we settled on. You don't look at the sun. And so far, as of 8 a.m. here on the West Coast, the dumbest question goes to Mika Brzezinski from MSNBC. This is a mere 2 hours ago.
Oh, so if it's a cloudy day, you miss it, right?
Turns out the answer is yes on that one. So says the astrophysicist guy.
If it's a cloudy day, you miss it.
Yeah, so anyway, and with the sun's up, it's harder to see the moon, or you can't see the moon, or not always, or something. There's that, as I go through the newspaper editors that are fresh out of ideas here that have beaten the eclipse tree, they've shaken it so hard. The last one that hit is this morning. These scientists think an awesome eclipse could help unite Americans in troubled times. to hear Herodotus tell it. A solar eclipse in 585 BC ended a five-year war between ancient kingdoms and present-day Turkey. Could another total eclipse on Monday bring an end to the partisan wars in America? The idea may sound far-fetched until you talk with Paul Piff, the UC Irvine professor of psychology, home of the Anteaters, a professor of psychology and social behavior, has spent the better part of two decades researching what triggers us to set our personal needs aside and shift us to focus for the greater good. So Mr. Piff says, people talk about eclipses as one of the coolest or most mind-blowing things they've ever seen. Count me out on that one. I mean, because it turns out these days we know what causes it. And it's not that we didn't sacrifice enough virgins, especially these days, because you can't find one. But I would just say that I don't know that the wonderment is going to be there, but it's a celestial body moving in front of the orb that powers our planet. So there's that. That's what global warming would look like. Someone's going to say some idiocy like that. Then they're going to say, and by the way, don't stare at the sun. So, and they think you're stupid if they start their report with that. And again, scientists tell you, I don't need a scientist, especially not a fake scientist, to tell me don't stare at the sun. How do we all make it out of the age of three without ever staring up at the sun? And so I don't know what it's going to look like here, and I don't think I care. What time is the thing? 3:08 Eastern, so 12:08. And so, you know what? I really wonder what William Shatner has to say.
100 years have a scientific explanation of what an eclipse is. But prior to that, can you imagine what people were thinking? It's the heavens are breaking. It's an ominous sound.
I made that point, Bill. But thank you, Copernicus. And not only are they predictable in the future, but we can go backwards in time and see, was Herodotus right? Well, you know, 585 BC didn't have a year. No one knew. Geez, I wish that Messiah would get here. Only 585 years to go on that one. You know, great job, Herodotus, for not seeing that one coming. But it'll darken up here or something. But as it turns out, what Fox Network is saying is not entirely accurate, because there's another total eclipse later on this year in October, but the path goes across Spain. They're talking about in North America, because that's how Americans see the entire world, is if it didn't happen here, it doesn't happen. But they are, if you just Google the total solar eclipses in the future, you'll get a list of them, because someone has modeled the solar system, and it turns out they're pretty predictable. And just like if you rely on solar power, I've got news for you about when the sun goes down. You'll be generating far less power, so you're going to want to have a backup. Run your my setup was this: I had a Tesla battery that got topped off by 10 a.m., by 9 a.m., because you never run it. In one night, you can run your washer, your dryer, your chest freezer, everything, a hair dryer, everything that pulls as many amps as you want. Run them all night long, and you will not bottom out on those batteries. You can power the neighborhood. And then the next day, but only if the sun comes up. And you'll have to just rely on it getting lighter out, because don't stare at the sun. It'll top off. But so if you're going to run your state on solar and wind turbines, you better make sure that you have a backup, because sometimes every day the sun goes down and sometimes the wind doesn't blow. So what do you do then? What, candles or what? So that's a cautionary tale for everybody. Well, here's, don't get me wrong. I want Republicans to have the White House and the Congress. The current speaker, Bill Smith, Mike Johnson, is losing people by the day. You've got, what's his name, who retired with immediate effect. The Republicans are going to barely have a one vote majority. And oh, look, how to put the glasses on.
Take these off is when the total eclipse is in its totality. And then once that sun starts to move away, you've got to make sure you, again, put the glasses back on.
God.
If you don't have glasses, there's a little thing you can do where you take a basically a piece of paper.
Don't stare at the sun. You're being told that again by an actual weatherman. What he's talking about is the thing that I did in Oregon in 2017. It happened to be up there. You take a piece of paper, such as seen here, piece of paper, and you take a thumbtack and you poke a hole in the piece of paper. Now you hold it up against your ear, and you catch the spot on another piece of paper that you're holding out at arm's length. That's the sun. That's the image of the sun. And as the moon goes across it, you'll see a perfect projection, like it's PowerPoint or something, of the totality's path. And then what you do not do is turn around and stare at the sun. So there's that. And if you don't, I promise to bring the sun back. I like Republicans winning, and I like you contributing money to Republican candidates. But there's times that I just want to say, hey, maybe that one shouldn't be in your video. You know, let's check that. But before you accuse people of having babies and then executing them, let's fact check that one.
The baby is born. The baby is executed after birth.
What's the context for that? Oh, well, okay, let's back that up a bit now. This is the
Roe v. Wade
4-minute video that Trump released early this morning on Truth Social.
They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view.
I agree. I happen to agree wholeheartedly that executing babies is wrong. Now, fact check, he may be a little inaccurate on that one. Will he lose one follower? No. It's just that you're giving oxygen to the Trump may be crazy crowd. And I've seen them come out usually on CNN or MSNBC. And now you gave them the clip. And that, there's part of me that thinks that that's intentional. What he just did was intentional. That he knows babies are not delivered live and then executed. What I don't get is unintentional ones. I don't think I could hold a cogent conversation with Herschel Walker, but his Republican right hand up in the air in the Senate, I think, would have been a good thing. However, it would be attached to a blithering idiot, and I don't think the GOP will be that foolish to run him again. Dr. Oz, not a blithering idiot, but nevertheless, the voters of Pennsylvania said, yeah, not him. And then who knew? Who knew, by the way? Fetterman came out this weekend, and he's calling squatters criminals. Who knew that Fetterman would turn out to be more conservative than Dr. Oz? But I would want to get on the messaging team. Next door to our next door is your Montana. Their Senator Tester, John Tester, is a dyed-in-the-wool, dark blue Democrat, but he's a rancher. He's a fifth-generation Montana rancher, former governor, and he does own a border collie, so I can't stay mad at the guy. But the Republican challenger has it all. Young guy, self-made millionaire with his fire suppression aerial business. He's got the chops. He's got the military record, Naval Special Warfare, Navy SEAL, Afghanistan. And you better make sure that that's true, because if you lie about that these days, you're stolen valor Sheehy. A really weird thing is happening in Montana. The Republican challenger to Tester, this guy, Tim Sheehy, bona fide Navy SEAL veteran of combat in Afghanistan, says that he has a bullet in his arm still. But he also told a national park ranger in 2015 that after he negligently discharged a handgun in a national park — you can't take guns into national parks, that's why the crime rate's so high. You can take them in a national forest, but not a national park. What's the difference? Well, Interior runs a national park. Agriculture owns the national forest, because trees are agriculture, as it turns out. Just keep watering them. So he told this story in front of donors assembled in Montana about, 2 months ago.
Lies and innuendo and half-truths about me. They are what they are. I got thick skin. Well, it's not thick enough. I have a bullet stuck in this arm still from Afghanistan. I have shrapnel on my leg, so I'm used to getting shot at. Used to having bullets.
So that's his war story. And if it's true, you know, good enough. He has his sleeves rolled up. You know, he does have a bullet in his arm, because it was x-rayed, because he was at a hospital. And he claimed he shot himself. In the hospital, when a gunshot wound comes in, just like here, has to alert police. In this case, the jurisdiction was Yellowstone National Park. And according to the report from the National Park Service, he said that he shot himself. But he said, it's okay, this is from Afghanistan. But there is no reported wound from Afghanistan. So he's changing his story. And this is when you smell blood in the water. Even for a SEAL, on this, is have you brainstormed your story? He's saying that it was a friendly fire incident, and that he has a pistol bullet in his arm, and that he didn't want to report the fellow SEAL that did it, because he didn't want to Blue Falcon the guy, which means buddy flag, didn't want to BF the guy. And didn't want the hearing and the internal investigation, if true. The other story, that he got in a firefight, is a better story, but there's no record of it. And so now you got a problem. And so I want to — there's all these really liberal veterans groups like Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans for America, 100% liberal. Vote Vets, 100% liberal. There's no one watching out for a guy like him. Because I would have said, you tell me the story. Sit down like you just had your 10th beer and just tell me the truth about this. Because if that's the truth, we gotta sit on that. Don't wave your arm in front of donors on video, because somebody's going to chase that story down and say, well, you do have a report of wounds received in combat, but none of them were bullet or shrapnel. So that's what's happening in Montana. Now, I'd like this guy to win, but if he's done this to campaign himself as, hey, I'm a veteran, vote for me, here's how vetty I am, that's where I step in and I say, hey, you know, you have the war record, all right? You serve your country, grateful nations, you know, for your service and the whole thing. Run on that, because you don't point to Tester and say, he never served. He didn't get shot in the arm. You don't do that. You just say, here's me. And here's my business. I'm a businessman, and I cut my teeth on the Taliban getting that bin Laden in Afghanistan. But you don't beclown yourself like this. Anyway, I still hope he wins. By the way, shout out to my friend Tom, who just retired, did his 30 years, and had his party yesterday, and a great guy. So the state of Washington and the United States of America, thank you for your service. Colonel Wargo, and he was my first battalion commander, and a really, really good guy. So I want to say his name on the air. There you go. Because I could not be back in time. Couldn't make a 3 p.m. Sunday party. So who has a retirement on Sunday?
Is an odd day to have a retirement party.
I know. But we did speed. We did reach ludicrous speed as we left Portland. The site of the winning lottery ticket, not the one that I have, apparently. But so anyway, the story: Montana GOP Senate candidate said he lied to Ranger about gunshot wound in 2015. It's a really weird thing to be saying. I said I accidentally discharged a handgun unsafely in a national park parking lot, and then when the ranger came to me in 2015, I actually shot myself in the arm accidentally, but I told him that it was a friendly fire incident wound from 2006. So it just is kind of odd. But if you're paying attention, there's a Republican challenging Tester, and sometimes you need to hire Brian's unnamed veterans consultation company, and I will just say, Navy SEAL, job creator, conservative. Good. Don't wave your arm around and say, I got me a Taliban bullet in here. And, you know, just a picture of you in a uniform at the entrance where they write the checks will do. So we're going to check up on people with the checking, the texting. There was a really funny Twitter exchange going on after I was talking about the young man that I corrected who was loudly dropping various variations of the F-bomb, including the big one. And some people were texting about that. I mean, on Twitter, talking about that, one guy was giving some advice to someone saying, I can't do it off the top of my head. But anyway, 800-465-8770, we'll do a checking of your texting when we come back, and we'll get to the bottom of the baby executions, because I'm totally against that. No gray area on that one. But
the baby is born, the baby is executed after birth.
I mean, like I say, that's a freebie. Let's fact check that, because you're going to be mocked. But I don't think he cares about being mocked at this point, because that is the. He's distracting them from what bothers. Apparently, there are some conservatives that don't believe in IVF, which is odd to me, because he came out in favor of what Alabama did. They tweaked their anti-IVF law. And if I were him, I would just be saying, yeah, I put all three anti-abortion judges on there. Their ruling was against Roe v. Wade, not against abortion. Roe v. Wade's about abortion. Now the states get to decide it. I didn't kill abortion, but it's he's killing abortion, and he's accusing Democrats of executing babies. So
the baby is born, the baby is executed.
I'm against that. 800-465-8770. Back in a second. AM 770 KTTH. AM 770 KTTH. Time for a checking of your texting and checking of the tweeting first. I should say. Casey from Puyallup, a random wingnut says to Dark Secret Place, if you drop a fat F-bomb in a family-friendly establishment, I heard worse growing up is a poor response. I used to be that way before I became a dad. I still slip up. I have a damn mouth. I just don't care what other people think about me. But when I slip up, I apologize. Let's apologize. It's not that hard. Yeah, I mean, and I got to say, because I'm a sexist, misogynist colonizer, I do think that it is a implied duty of a random male to correct other random males' antisocial behavior. I think that's part of being a civilization. And if someone says something like, well, I heard worse growing up, when I say, hey, watch your mouth, there's kids around, then it makes you an idiot. You should probably stare at the sun and you'll join a long line. So I think the total number, the over-under in Oregon from 2017 was 10, and I think it was 11 people that were identified as going to ophthalmologists within a day or two saying, I have a weird crescent-shaped blind spot in my eyeballs. So here's the thing. I think it's going to be worse this time. The projection, according to Channel 4, we're going to get nothing. We're not even going to get 20% of it. That you got to go to Eastern Washington to even see it dim.
I don't think that's going to stop people from trying, though, and staring directly into the sun.
It's not an effect that we're going to enjoy. And you can even hurt your eyes through clouds, believe it or not, but you can't see the eclipse. So you have to get Eastern Washington and Idaho and Western Montana is at 20% of eclipse. You go further east and it goes, you know, up to 100 to the actual thing that I have labeled totality's path. And but in a time in American history where there are literally people who believe birds are fake, that's not a bit. And that's the thing. It started as a joke to see who would jump on board. They jumped on board. That's all you need to know. Yes, people who are told don't stare at the sun, who need to be told don't stare at the sun, will stare at the sun. So, yes, there's going to be more than 10. But, yeah, there was a BBC article about a woman who saw a Portland ophthalmologist, and she described this, like if I shine a flashlight right in your eyes for about 3 seconds, you have that blind circle. She described a crescent-shaped blind spot, and he looked under that ophthalmologist magic machine, and sure enough, there was a crescent-shaped scar on both her eyeballs. And so, yeah, of course there'll be more today. If our leading news anchors are asking brilliant questions like this.
Oh, so if it's a cloudy day, you miss it, right?
Right. So
covering all bases.
If that is the morning anchor on MSNBC asking that question, then my answer is hell to the yeah. There will be many, many people. And also, the thing crosses Arkansas. You know, really? I mean, with all due respect to the fine, fine people of the South, not where I choose to live, and just for the accent alone, you should all be blinded. I didn't say that. I apologize unreservedly. But Wenatchee, 34% eclipse. And you'll be seeing Pac-Man shadows. But they have to say, wear approved glasses. Build a viewing box. How's that? How do I stare at the sun through a viewing box? But I mean, I think I have a pretty good point that if we have people that really do believe that birds are fake, then yeah, they'll think that the eclipse is fake. And so anyway, my cynicism towards the great, great quilt that is humankind. Maybe the vacation was the opposite. It did the opposite for me. on that measure. So,
well, changing it up a bit, we got a text from the 206 area talking about the lucky lottery ticket that was sold in Portland. It says, if I won the lottery, I would tell no one. We would just suddenly have a home or two, or be on a month fishing trip to Mexico or something. Which I'm inclined to agree. Not tell anyone and just kind of be inconspicuous somewhere down south for the time being.
You mean to come back with a better story? Like, well, I was landing the Marlin on over the transom of the boat, and I stared at the sun's reflection in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
That would be a better story than, so I go to Arkansas, and I says, which way is the eclipse? And they just point up, and I look, and look, I burnt my cornea. 541 asking, I've been on vacation. That means the news. Yo, no mention of turncoat Thurston County Sheriff firing former Tacoma cop over bad PR. That's your boy. I haven't seen that. I'll bone up on that. I'll check up on Sheriff Sanders on that. It's my job. So don't know what you're talking about, but I will be fully equipped in the story tomorrow. And by the way, giant shout out to Victoria Taft for doing great work. According to emailers, doing great work all week long. Love from Mount Vernon says, nice to have you back, Brian. Victoria Taft is always awesome. And then heart emoji. And yes, it's great having her in the area and reading what she writes and listening to her. So there's Lynn. Hey, Brian, can you go over Blank's military record? I heard he has some discrepancies in the story. Okay, we'll do. I'm trying to. And by the way, I do have someone close to the product on this. The senator from Montana, he has a book because he's a SEAL, so he has to write a book telling secrets and the whole thing. And he tells a different story about being wounded in his book. So that's part of vetting a candidate is that stuff. Somebody has to know to do that because turns out the book was published and people bought it. And now he has opponents in the Democratic Party and they're really good at this stuff. And there is no depth they won't reach. And so you better get your DD-214 correct. You better cross the T's and dot the I's. Nothing follows and watch the stories that you tell because there is somebody from your past. If you are full of crap, there's someone from your past that knows. There's a elected official who leans on his Naval Special Warfare part of his resume, who is in elected office now, who is known to be a POS. And I've been told, do not throw him very far because you'll have to trust him that much. And so there's that. It's just that there's no one that is willing to vet a veteran and say that didn't happen. So don't put that in the resume. But you have to know that the your enemy are the people contributing money to your opponent, and they're influenced by the DNC, and that's how that works. And they are ruthless. Redneck in Alaska says, where do you get the Tesla battery? Is it out of an old car? Do they make them for other uses? There, you can get a Tesla battery to back up a solar system on your home. Samsung makes them, LG makes them. And they are literally clusters of AA batteries in there. That is literally what they are. And so because that's what makes solar really, really cool. Is not putting power back on the grid, because you can do one of two things. You can be a standalone power system out in the middle of nowhere where you're staring at the sun, or sometimes I think in the state of Washington, it's like that. To unhook from the grid, you have to pay a fee. To stay on the grid, there is a minor, like $7 every 2 months to stay on the grid. But the best setup is you have panels. The less footprint, the better for your roof or whatever, but panels now are far more efficient than they were 10 years ago or 5 years ago. The panels, are backing up your backup battery, topping it off. And while you're running the house, you get home at 4 PM and turn your thermometer down, the thermostat down to 70 or 68, whatever you want. When the sun goes down, the house seamlessly switches to the battery backup. And then you go all night with your whatever, your lit up nighttime baseball diamond, the whole thing. And you will not run that battery out. the sun has never failed to come up during the day in recorded human history. So you're reasonably assured that, and it'll happen later today, you'll see, that it's the way to go. So it was part of my system, by the way. And pro tip, have them install a electric hookup for friends or whatever. Besides, it's a tax break, and the resale value that it adds to your home is crazy, and it's unjustified, but there it is. 206 says, I've never heard an explanation for opposition to IVF. I didn't understand why Alabama did what they did. But based on an article about IVF, they may fertilize multiple eggs, but only use one. That's my understanding. And then you keep the rest on ice, or I guess sometimes they try to implant them and they don't take, like purple onions, or something. Here's Trump more on context about that.
Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended.
I edited that. Okay, well, it's in there. He talked about how protections for IVF are part of this policy. He nominated three judges who were the deciding vote to send Roe v. Wade back to the states, where lots of scholars who were liberal agreed the same thing. And he doesn't make that point, though. He says he killed Roe v. Wade. And this was something released on True Social this morning. And this is, knowing full well that's public. You know, he knows full well that every word of it is going to be cut apart, and that Kamala Harris will personally make it her mission.
Responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars ask me, an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade.
So there. He does make the point that, look, IVF gives people children, and
in your quest for the ultimate joy in life.
So there, like that. Not Eric, but Donald J. and Barron. It does take multiple attempts, apparently, in some others. And so then there were people in Alabama who said, well, you're just creating a zygote, a fertilized egg, to kill it. And you're trying to plant it in. So I think it's a pretty reasonable stance on his point. I think it's unreasonable to consider that taking life. So that's your check in the texting. We'll check some local headlines. An Amber Alert from yesterday morning has a happy ending. The Amber Alert from last week has a mother in custody in Somers County for killing her 4-year-old. And two different outcomes. So we'll explore that when we come back. AM 770 KTTH. Don't look at the sun. Woman is holding a live possum.
Look how friendly he looks. We're besties.
And she asks if she can keep him, and she gets a blunt answer from her right-thinking boyfriend, who sounds like my kind of chap, but I can't play any more of that. That's at darksecretplace.com. I'll retweet that, and you can see if you would have said anything different. There we go. Let's repost, and off it goes. Not safe for work. Turn down the volume if you don't have Adobe Audition and you can't edit it. All right, so some final things. Stories I didn't get to today. What researchers discovered when they sent 80,000 fake resumes to U.S. jobs. By the way, if you don't know this, if your college application includes the question about what ethnicity describes you best, do not mark Asian. If you are Asian, do not mark Asian. Just don't. Because it's been shown because Asians are accepted to prestigious universities at a far higher rate if it's just based on their academic record. So they had to find a way to discriminate, and it's just shown. Mark anything but that. That's like one of the great victories in eliminating that question from colleges when it was illegal for California to do that. The majority incoming freshmen at UC Berkeley have been Asian from a state that's 6% Asian for about 20 years. And they're embarrassed that they're embarrassed about it because they're not supposed to be embarrassed about it because they're just letting in the best, the people at whose applications are at the top of the box. So then they try to do things like eliminate the SAT and other idiocy like that. But they still can't erase the fact that black households have and other minorities that are traditionally, whatever word you want to use, underserved, cannot reach the academic success of Asian households where both parents are, call it tiger mom, whatever you want to do, but they get accepted at a higher rate. So now here's a new headline. What researchers discovered when they sent 80,000 fake resumes to U.S. jobs. So people who probably went to those elite universities wrote this story. Claire Miller and Josh Katz, and of course the New York Times. A group of economists recently performed an experiment on around 100 of the largest companies in the country applying for jobs using made-up resumes with equivalent qualifications but a different personal characteristics. So all the job applications had the same CV. Maybe it said Yale instead of Harvard or whatever, but it was all made up. And they wanted to see who got called back. So your chances of being called back if your name was Adam or Jonathan or Biff were far greater than if your name was Lamar or Letitia. They released the names of the companies today. On average, they found employers contacted the presumed white applicants 9.5% more often than the presumed black applicants. See names here. Companies with the largest and smallest racial contact groups. So this is not scientific. You get to draw your own conclusions. I need to know, did the same hiring manager at the same firm look at every single application? And is there a pile of Shaniquas in the round file? Don't know. Okay, so we don't have that data. But the companies where the racial gap was the largest, AutoNation, which I guess is like Auto Trader, it's an online purchaser or something, and GPC, whatever that is, where the racial gap was smallest, Avis, Budget, Car Rental, Charter Communications, Dr. Pepper, FedEx, Hilton, Kohl's, Kroger, which is your Safeway and everything, Lowe's, McLean, Ryder, Cisco, Target. So that's where the callback gap between assumed Sven Tollison and Torquan O'Doyle or whatever. I'm so tempted to play the Key and Peele. Ever see that Key and Peele bit where it's the East-West Shrine? It's like East-West College. And they get to do that because they're black. It's one of the funniest bits of all time. They're doing that, you know, stare at the camera, Bill Smith, BYU, you know, and all that. And they're just making names up. But they're making fun of the names. But the thing is, they're not that far off from what you hear at the beginning of an NFL game.
It's got to be one of the funniest bits, probably in TV history. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to give that disclaimer. I can't just play that. I have to tell people the comics that are doing this are both African-American millionaires making fun of NFL names. Ready, go. And so there's that. But maybe get that tomorrow. Well, it doesn't prove that even a rocket scientist isn't a rocket scientist. So who better to explain? And by the way, does anyone at this point not understand that the moon orbits around the Earth, and it's the moon that's going to block the sun? And I'm not kidding. If there's a woman holding up a live possum and then asks if she can keep him and calls him her bestie, then there are people that don't know that the moon is closer to Earth and is, in fact, orbiting the Earth, because chances are it was at one point a part of the Earth. What about Leroy Chow, former International Space Station commander? What does he bring to the table? He was an astronaut, right? So is he going to bring something that we don't know to the table? Take it away, Leroy Chow.
Just that most of the time these eclipses happen over the ocean because the ocean covers the vast majority of the Earth.
But, got it. Knew that.
But every now and then the path of totality goes over, big population centers like this time. So every couple of decades or so, or even sooner sometimes, we get part of the North America that is covered in that zone, and this is one of those times, and so it'll get very dark if you're in the path of totality. If you're not, it'll still get a little bit darker, depending on how far away you are, but it won't last very long. As
I missed hitting him with the totality's path, that's my fault on that one. But did he bring anything to the table at this point? Because I'm taking notes and I know all this.
As Tom was saying, only about three and a half minutes, but it'll be a pretty cool thing to see.
Larry, you're actually...
There you go, totality's path explained on that one. To show you the receipts for the day, I was lazy and I came in, I did not do a morning montage, but I'll tell you what would have been on it. The best question ever...
Oh, so if it's a cloudy day, you miss it, right?
Yeah. The government of Botswana is having the rug pulled out from under their revenue stream because they've done so good at preserving and preserving the wild African elephant. They're thriving. They're thriving so much. They're stomping people. That's what they do. And they're eating crops. If they're not stomping the crops down while they're eating people or something. So the Germans said, no more trophy big game hunting, not from endangered animals. And Botswana says, they're not endangered if you're actually down here. Here, how about 20,000 of them yourself?
Now, Botswana has threatened to send 20,000 elephants to Germany in a political dispute. It's over elephant trophy hunting.
See, because as it turns out, they've done such a good job that they have elephants to spare and they will take your money. And that's the tourism is their number one revenue stream. The Germans are about to take it away from them. And the final thing is if you are want to watch this sort of thing, hey, look, it's Metallica playing an Elton John song. So you can see the rest of it apparently tonight. Bernie Taupin and Elton John, the songwriting duo of all of his good songs, including Tiny Dancer, were honored with the Gershwin Award. And as part of the reward is the punishment where you hear other artists singing your songs. So that's Metallica doing Love Lies Bleeding. Not one of my favorite songs, but I would have asked for Tiny Dancer.
Benny and the Jets.
And that's not even a good song. But anyway, Metallica doing that. And to Metallica's credit, they are old. They're old now, so good for them. And people, it's a bad business. It's a bad business. It took the life of Kurt Cobain 30 years ago over the weekend. He took his own life, but he was not in a good business and wasn't surrounded by a good group of people. Anyway, there'll be stuff tomorrow, I guarantee. We'll watch the fallout of Israel really pulling troops out of Gaza, or is it the setup? And Iran gets a vote. When you bomb the Iranian consulate, they get a vote, as we know. And so are they telegraphing their punches this time, and will Israel actually resist striking in Iran? Not that Saudi Arabia has anything to do with it. Back in 21 short hours. Don't stare at the sun, everybody, and more obvious crap tomorrow. And no, you can't keep the possum, so I retweeted that. Back tomorrow, AM 770 KTTH.
I just wanted to say thanks. I'm glad you came along, partner.